Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And on this morning, I'm thinking about all the wind we've had this week here in Northern California. I'm not a big fan of the wind. I don't know about you. I like a wind fall, but I don't like a lot of the wind blowing, and it's actually quite frustrating and irritating. I've had to get leaves out of our pool. When the wind blows, nothing stays where you put it. It affects everything. It just seems like it can blow your car across the road. We've got limbs falling out of trees. And I mean, I don't mean to complain, but all this wind and the wind blowing, I mean, it may sound like I mean to, and I guess I do, but I don't want to be a complainer. But it made me think that all this wind, it made me think about Pentecost. The wind, the sound of a mighty wind blowing. This Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. And when the disciples, the believers, were gathered in that upper room to wait for the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the promise, as they had been promised, they heard the rush of the sound of a mighty wind blowing through that space, and everything changed. You see, what I don't like about the wind is that if you set something down, it moves. It's unpredictable. It changes things. And on Pentecost, the wind blew. The sound of a mighty wind blew through that room, and everything changed. People began to speak in their native languages, and other people heard it in their own native languages. What's up with that? By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of that wind that blew in the room, people were able to communicate with each other, to see one another, to be joined together in common mission and purpose. And Peter preached, and some 3,000 were baptized by the power of the wind, the power of the Holy Spirit. The wind is unpredictable. You don't know how it's going to blow and what it's going to do, and so too is the Holy Spirit. As we prepare for the celebration of Pentecost, 50 days after the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, hold on. The wind of the Spirit is blowing. It blew initially over 2,000 years ago into that room, and it continues to blow in the world today, in churches today, where the Spirit shows up, and it's unpredictable. May we lean into that wind, into that Spirit, and allow it to lead us, to guide us where God may be calling us today, individually, within our worshiping community, within our family, within our community. The wind blows where it may, and we have little control of it. I say, hold on and get ready for the ride. If your schedule allows, love to see you in worship this Pentecost Sunday. It's our tradition here at Ascension to wear red, so I would remind you to do that as well. Thanks for taking a part of this day to spend with me, and I hope to see you sometime around in person and online.